Proclamation number 5729, dated the July 21st, 1953. Utilizing the time of grace before the end. You cannot delay the end anymore, for the time is fulfilled which God determined from the start in the knowledge of your will. Since this strives relentlessly downwards and needs to be constrained in you, every individual person can still shape himself such that he will not belong to those who will fall prey to a renewed banishment, and also influence his fellow human beings so that they will be protected from the worst judgment. The time is fulfilled. It means that the day of the end, the day when the material creations on this earth will be disintegrated, can be expected at any hour, even if no time has been given to you humans, because this knowledge would only result in utter confusion but be of no benefit to anyone. Yet it will happen as you are told, and the last days will pass by in what seems like an instant, for they are only the end of that which was predicted to you long before. The days of judgment are already here, and everyone can see it if he looks around with open eyes. Yet what only concerns individual people at the moment will extend to all people. Suffering, distress, mortal fear, adversity and despair. Everyone will experience it, for the forces of hell are let loose. They rage and provoke wherever something can still be destroyed, and they always find willing people whom they can use to cause all kinds of damage. However, everyone is able to apply for help from God. Every person has virtuous spiritual forces by his side which he only needs to call upon to protect him from danger of body and soul. Anyone who entrusts himself to God and his messengers of light can very confidently anticipate the end. The time you humans were given for your soul's maturation is fulfilled, and the day of the end has been determined from the very beginning. But you don't know when it will happen and can therefore even now still tackle the work of improving your soul, for every hour you turn your thoughts upwards is beneficial for you. Since you establish the connection with the spiritual world from whence you originate. Just try to detach your thoughts from the world. Don't let yourselves be controlled by the world and its possessions so as not to allow matter to become your fate for an infinitely long time to come. Let your thoughts wander into a higher sphere and try to ascend to it. You will be able to do so because countless spiritual forces offer support to you, because they will carry you if you request them to do so. You can overcome the world if only you seriously want to. Use every day you are still given as an extraordinary gift of grace, but bear in mind that every day can also be the last one for you, and that only a very short time separates you from the end of this earth. For the end is not only granted to individual people but to the whole human race, because the law of eternal order is coming to pass, and this law has existed for eternity. What you humans regard as a delay is part of the plan of eternity and can only be assessed as a delay insofar as that people already have reached the low spiritual level before the time which results in a disintegration of earth. However, God is merciful and will not pass judgment ahead of the time. In his love he still seeks to save people and distributes remarkable gifts of grace which are intended to contribute towards the redemption, but he will not change the day of judgment and announces it ever more admonishingly and warningly. Yet he meets with little belief, and the end draws ever closer. And despite all predictions by his seers and prophets, it will take humanity by surprise. And he who believes will be blessed. Only he who believes will prepare himself, even if he does not know the hour of the Lord's coming, but he expects his coming and perseveres until the end. Amen.